The News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's 7:06 in the morning here today on Tuesday, April the 28th. Good morning, and good morning to you. Hope everything's starting off okay. You know, the dog didn't knock the coffee into your lap, all those things. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Good morning, sir.
You know what? Your shirt is you know what? It's cheerful. You have wearing a cheerful shirt.
Today. No, it's an aloha. It's in your basic aloha
shirt. Aloha shirt. I mean, that to me is cheerful. Reminds me of the good times living in Hawaii. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of cheerful things, Sunday today, temperature should be a few degrees off of yesterday, and we'll be looking for a high in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s, and then things will remain pretty much the same, although there is a warming trend in store. We got 90s. Coming as we head into the weekend. Currently it is 61 degrees in Reading. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, locally owned and operated, of course, with senior and veterans discounts. Give Chuck and Judy a call at 365-3793. All right. Hey, today at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Suite A. It's in Park Plaza on the east side. They're going to have the California Telephone Access Program, CTAP, is going to give away phones. Now, not the service, but this is just phones for those. They're specialized phones for people who have difficulty seeing, hearing, speaking, moving, or remembering. Yes, they've got a phone for all of that. The one for remembering, maybe I should go down and get, because what it does is it shows you photos.
Oh, yeah, the photos, yeah, of the people you dial.
Yeah.
Which may be handy. Yeah.
It could be. Anyway, that's going to be today from between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. at CTAP. And, you know, if you've got children that may have a handicap, or you know people that have that their hearing's gone, and maybe their sight's leaving them as they leave childhood.
Or something, they have dexterity issues.
That could be, too. Also, the Reading Wings, Women in God Service, will meet on Monday, May 4th at the Reading Christian Fellowship. And the morning meeting brunch is at 9:30, and the dinner meeting is at 5:30. For more information, please contact Pam at 223-5506. And, of course, I'm going to talk about this later, our Reading Regional Chapter of the Safari Club International is their 21st annual fundraising. And later on, I'm going to give away some tickets to Disney's Beauty and the Beast. But good morning, everybody. Good morning. Let's get going here. Bob, what do you think about these? Are you following the news at all?
Just about the craziness in Baltimore this
Thank
week.
You. That's exactly what I was going to ask you about. What do you think about this? I mean, this man who was in police custody, and I saw him when they took him the first time, even though they put him in there, he seemed everything was okay. I guess they stopped on the way there. The guy was, I guess, a well-known drug dealer. Not that that makes any difference at all, but when they arrested him, and then the next time they put him back into the paddy wagon, you might say, he comes out with a busted back. His larynx is crushed. All these things have happened to him, and he dies. And the riots have begun. They're calling it a state of emergency in Maryland. They're calling out the National Guard.
There's something going on there, and I'm obviously the guy had a past. He was known to law enforcement, but more than ever, the agencies need to be absolutely squeaky clean, dot the I's, cross the T's, and when you have a in-custody death, it needs to be looked at very carefully.
You know, especially on something like that where they handcuffed him and throw him in the back of a wagon, supposedly by himself, and then this happens. You know, and I'm sure they will. But see, what's, you know, the riots that are going on. And by the way, the mayor, who was quoted as saying, I wanted to give space for the people that wanted to destroy things. You know, they have just pillaged her for that, but that is not what was said. Those words were used, but they were taken totally out of context. What she said was trying to give those who wanted to protest peacefully space so they wouldn't be injured by cars or anything in the police. However, she says, that also gives space to those that want to destroy things. So it was the way she said it wasn't real. It wasn't clear until you read it again. Then you saw what she's saying. She wasn't trying to say give space to people that want to, you know, destroy things. She didn't want to riot in her city. Now maybe she just hasn't handled it great, but still, it wasn't one of those things. Oh, I just want to give space to those who want to destroy. No, she didn't. But still, I mean, this is 15 cops injured, cars, a business in this one neighborhood, a predominantly black neighborhood, a CV pharmacy. It was, you know, it was a good store there in the middle of the neighborhood, torched. Mm. Yeah. So
how many people have lost their livelihood?
I don't know. It's not any livelihood, but it's just, you know, the thing that's that. Oh no, this is a revolution. A revolution about what? You know, there. If you know, it seems to me, and people go and in our, even our own editorial. Well, it's not our own editorial. They print them out of other papers. I don't know if she's gone or if they just do this anyway. But one of the ways they said was the Michael Brown incident in Ferguson. Well, they said we know the Black Lives Matter. Well, of course they matter. But the Michael Brown incident was found to be by everybody was that the policeman was justified in what he did. So, you know, the whole thing is smacks of anger and people instigating that. And of course, Sharpton is there. Sharpton and, you know what? You know, she says, as the mayor says, or, you know, somebody down there says, we need jobs or we need this and that. You know, well, yes, jobs make a difference. So where are the jobs? And they're rioting, and yet people have had a Democratic president. Okay, yeah, let me go on to this about a Democratic president. Well, you've had President Obama for 6 years, and if anything, the black community is worse off than it was before. And I don't know why people don't understand that. And then you get Bob Williams, who is, you know, he writes for the Record Searchlight. Mm-hmm. You've read his stuff. He's retired UCLA professor or something. Mm-hmm. He wrote something yesterday that was kind of profound, and I don't even know if he realized what he wrote there. He said, oh, look, finally bipartisanship. You know, they've passed this bill. It's good for our country, and maybe that they're learning is bipartisanship. Well, let's ask a question. What's happened in the last, year that may have caused the bipartisanship? Oh, yeah, the Republicans took over the Senate. And, yeah. You know, they already owned the House. But now with the Republicans in charge, you don't have 365 bills sitting there on Harry Reid's desk. They're being worked on. And you may not like all of the results, but at least they're being worked on. They're being passed and they're being moved through. Bob, that was a great column because you're absolutely right. But it's because the Republicans have taken over. And that in the roadblock, the choke point on Harry Reid's desk no longer exists. So, well, that was a good point. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in a couple minutes. This portion of the show, though, has been brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, with all the great coffees and hot drinks, but not only hot drinks, but cold drinks and brews, of course, of beers and wine there. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium that you're going to find anywhere in this region, with a walk-in humidor that is just stocked with great cigars, all rated very high by Cigar Aficionado. You have that, you have great service, and you have a veteran-owned business. There's nothing better than that at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back. The time is 7:15 on this Tuesday morning, the 28th.
Celebrate the heritage of Shasta Lake City this Friday and Saturday at the annual Shasta Damboree. Enjoy the Big Idea Science Fair 9 to 1 at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center. Then the For Pete's Sake Show and Shine Poker Run Barbecue and 50s Music 4 to 8 p.m. in Claire Engle Park. Saturday's Pancake Breakfast is 6 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the parade and a day in the park with music, craft fair, and kids' activities till 5 p.m. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDamboree.org. Come celebrate those who came to build a dam and stayed to build a dream at the Shasta Damboree this Friday and Saturday.
Michael W. Smith.
An evening of music with Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Doors open at 6 p.m., show at 7 p.m. with Michael W. Smith.
Speaks to your heart.
Makes you feel good.
It's uplifting.
I sing my heart out.
Michael W. Smith, the songs you remember, and new music from the new album, Sovereign. Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com. Call 229-0022 or at the Reading Civic box office. Don't miss Michael W. Smith, Sunday, June 14th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
The new album, Sovereign, available now.
A 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. That's Redding Kia with cool April deals all month long.
Like 0% financing for 60 months or $3,000 in Kia lease cash on the all-new 2015 Kia Sedona. It completely redefines family transportation from top to bottom. Rated number one by Motor Trend March 2015.
Get cool April deals with super low financing on all new Sorentos, Optimas, Sportages, Fortes, and Rios too.
It's a great time to own a new Kia during Redding Kia's cool April deal sale. Redding Kia, where you always get more for your trade-in.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charge must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% finance and lease cash offers on approval. Of credit subject to prior sale. Sale ends May 4th.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So pick up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back.
Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break.
Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This is Carl Bott. Good morning. It is 7:23 in the morning here on the 28th of April. Great Tuesday. It's going to be a fine day, a little bit warm, 62 degrees out there. Welcome back, and good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team teach one of the most thorough and complete CCW courses in Northern California. In fact, Ted can teach in about 12 different counties up here in Northern California. And for a limited time, NFI is going to provide a pistol and ammunition for those who are taking a CCW course, if you're right here in Shasta County. And then they'll help you afterwards find the right pistol for you. If, you know, when you choose to carry, if you choose to carry. It's a good class to have just to become familiar with pistols, how to shoot, how to, and all the safety aspects of shooting and firearms. Give them a call at 999-1822. Yes, it's 999. No, it won't end up in a strange place. 999-1822. Or check out the website at readingccw.com. Okay. If you are in business, my friends, I should say, you will, if you have the Covered California or you don't have, you will suffer a tax penalty of $325 or 2% of your income if you don't have health insurance this year. Thursday, that's this Thursday, is the deadline to enroll for Covered California through the exchange. To start the special extended enrollment process, go to www.coveredcalifornia. Applicants must state on the form that they didn't realize there was a tax penalty. Just check the informed of tax penalty risk on the drop-down menu. People who sign up during this special enrollment period will incur a tax penalty from January through April. So if you haven't gotten your health care, your free health care, it's free, of course, for certain people. In fact, they probably get paid to take it. It's not free for the rest of us. We get to pick up the chap for you. Okay, Bad Bob. California wildfire season.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, let me see. Who else do we have? What is it? It's next week is the special week that they have on Cal Fire is going into, was it national, is it California wildfire, Awareness Week. That's it. Next week is Wildfire Awareness Week. And your wife works in this kind of stuff.
Well, she works for the United States Forest Service in what is called Predictive Services, where she and the other people on that department say, okay, this is where the assets are needed most. Or if there's an ongoing incident, what the fire managers can look forward to weather-wise so that they can plan assets. It's a heck of a big chess game because you have a finite amount of resources. And as the number of incidents increases, the drawdown on the available resources gets to be a critical issue. And there are national preparedness levels ranging from 1 to 5, and 5 is very bad. It means if a major incident breaks out, there's nobody to send.
Well, that's true. And the thing about it is then you got to start prioritizing what you are going to you save. And I imagine it's always – is it always houses or businesses that they try to save?
Yes, but in the wake of incidents like the big tragedy in New Mexico where the entire hotshot crew was lost doing structure protection.
Uh-huh. Well, by the way, speaking of hotshots, we're going to have the head of the hotshot team here and smoke jumpers right here Thursday.
Yeah.
We're going to talk for we've got an entire hour to talk to them about training and the dangers that they're facing out there.
The entire elite hotshot crew of that
Arizona team,
I said New Mexico, lost in a single sweeping burnover. And they will do everything they can to
protect
their
structure. They were screaming for help. They were calling for help, too, and they just couldn't get to them.
They could not get to them.
Yeah.
So homeowners who love their privacy, who love to have manzanita grown up right next to their house, and you can't – and, you know, boy, nobody can see me back here growing my medicine. The trouble is fire crews are being told now, if you can't get in and out of there with a safety margin, let it go. Concentrate resources on the houses that can be saved and not lose anybody in the process. Because it is irresponsible for – I've pushed back close to 100 feet of ground fuel
You're supposed to have 100 feet. Yeah. 100 feet. Well, now, you know, Angel says in here is that they're coming in, and if they come in and they fight the fires with your water, or like say when we have a wildfire, Cal Fire uses the water in our district to fight the fire. And the ratepayers for that district are out of that water.
Well, let's see. House, water, you know.
Well, no, I saw your, but I saw what you said. Yeah. But still, if they're already having shortages of water and they come in and they pump it all out to fight fires, I mean, then you have a double whammy there.
Where else is it coming from?
Well, I think, though, is what they're getting at is if you're using our water to fight the fires, there's got to be some way we can get more water in here.
One would hope that there are some interagency agreements, but that's a little bit on the tough side. But as it is right now, there's a lot of small ponds and mini lakes and things like that that the water dipping helicopters use to replenish their bucket so that they can get water on a fire and slowly advance. A lot of those are drying up, so what they're going to have to do instead is bring out these gigantic inflatable swimming pools, basically a huge kiddie wading pool, fill it, truck the water to it. Of course, the cost of all that is astronomical, but that's the only way they'll be able to get water on a fire in a timely fashion.
Well, either that or they're going to just start coming down, and if you've got a swimming pool in the area, just make sure you're not in the backyard, because here it comes.
Yeah.
How about this? You know, it, but you could set out. I'm sure that they're, you know, that, you know, what you're talking about. I understand. I mean, they've got to find lakes. They got to, you know, if they can dip, the river's not deep enough to dip.
No, and
in
it's
most
too
cases.
Narrow.
Yeah,
and
too narrow.
And it, it's very dicey business running aerial attack anyway.
Yeah, but I also listened to a watershed expert who said because of the way that we have not taken care of our forest with all the undergrowth in there, that because they're running so hot and so fast that the conventional way of fighting fires is almost over, and it's going to be, you know, they're going to have to rely on tankers a lot and the water drops, and because they're going to have to drop the guy so far away to be cutting the lines. Yeah. Because it moves too fast, you'll get that incident like they had in Arizona. Okay, moving on. Our friend Richard Pan. Do you know who Richard Pan is?
I suspect I'm about to find out.
He's a senator. He's the one who recently. He's a pediatrician, and we're kind of in a way we know who this guy is because he's a member of the California Medical Association, and they all kind of backed him for election. So that's the way we know him, through Linda's brother. I'm not saying is that he's the favorite person, and we talk about him around the table. But he's the one who just introduced a bill that would prevent most Californian parents from skipping vaccinations. So, in other words, he's the one that said, hey, I don't care who you are. You have no rights with your kids when it comes to vaccinations. And unless it harms the child, I don't care what your religious beliefs are. I don't care what any of your beliefs are. If you don't vaccinate your kids, they're not going to go to school. Hey, how you like that? Not just a public school. They're not going to go to private schools either, that where you're paying your money to. So if you can't send them to that Catholic school or that Jesuit school or that Jewish school or the Islamic school or whatever it is, you can't send them there unless they've been vaccinated. So see, you know what? You know, it's a typical thing. It's like, well, wait a minute. I mean, so, but you can, like, get a group of them and homeschool them.
Yeah. Seems a bit nanny state-ish. Okay. On the other hand, look what happened at Disneyland.
Okay, let's talk about that. I'm glad you brought that up, Bob. You just got me on my soapbox. You know, how many people do you think were affected by that Disneyland epidemic?
I think the outbreak was somewhere around 100, give or take.
100. Many of them from Mexico, okay? So 100 kids in Disneyland at any one time. At any one time, how many people do you think stream through Disneyland during the summer? Thousands? 20,000 a day? Let's just say that, 20,000 through all the parks, through those three parks. So they have 20,000 kids go through a day. 100,000 kids, 200,000 kids, for the whole summer, a million kids, millions of kids, get 100. So now that because we had 100 get measles, you have people screaming that, okay, now we have to change, so you lose any rights you might have had. You know, this is my religious belief, I don't believe we should have this, and now you're saying I can't send my kid to school unless I get them vaccinated? Okay, but that's not what I read. That's
about 400 kids.
Well, it said 100 in the article. So, okay, 400 kids out of 400,000. You know, and some of those are in Mexico, so you have no impact on them at all anyway. But the reason I brought his name up is because of this one. Mr. Pan has introduced a bill, will be introducing, considering a bill at the today in Sacramento, and it's called the Drunken Patients Bill. The bill, SB 145, is, you know, about turning heavily intoxicated patients over to the police or intoxicated. And the bill is heavily supported by a union with a history of fighting the Shasta Regional Medical Center and its company, Prime. You know, the SIEU, how they've been fighting them for years because Prime took over Shasta Regional. They did, you know, they changed the way they were doing business so they could make a profit. You know, they've hired all these people.
How dare they?
The nurses kicked the union out. So ever since then, they've been fighting them. They've been bringing up all types of weird things. And this would allow hospitals to be fined for sending to jail patients who are at risk of serious injury or death as a result of clinical alcohol intoxication. All right. So you think, okay, I mean, how big a problem is this? Well, SIU is saying that Prime's doing it all the time. However, the Record Searchlight, when they looked at the records provided by the union and analyzed by the Record Searchlight, it's either unclear or contradictory to SIU's claims that Shasta Regional has Redding police arrest severely drunk patients, the practice the bill aims to stop. Now, who is Pan? Pan is, can I say panders? Because he's got he has heavy donations from the SIU. So is this a surprise since the SIU is having a battle with Prime, Shasta Regional's, you know, parent company? And, it's, you know, they're saying it's a problem. Chief Rob Paletti says it's not a problem. Well, we don't have that problem. So here it is. But, you know, the thing is it's aiming it at one specific because they're trying to break Prime. The unions are because the guy who owns Prime is making these hospitals work. He buys a hospital, wherever it is. You know, he brings in his methods of running a hospital so it runs on time and it runs for less money. The unions end up getting kicked out because the people are getting good wages and they're getting good benefits. Unions hate that. Unions hate that. So I just think that that's interesting that we would have something that's aimed, you know, it's focused, they're saying it's for the whole state, but yet it's aimed primarily from a, it's an arrow shot from the quiver of a union through the mouthpiece of a senator who leans in their direction. Dare I say time for a break?
You do dare say.
We'll be right back. Carl in the Bot. KCNR 1460. The time is 7:31 in the morning right here on April the 28th, a Tuesday in Redding, California, River City. 62 degrees today, going up in the, what, high 80s? Maybe low 90s today? Yeah, have a great day. We'll be right back.
Mary's Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I turn that up a little bit. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl in the Bot. Tuesday. Linda's on sabbatical today. 7:34 in the morning, 62 degrees, heading on up to, gosh, it's got to be up into the high 80s, low 90s. Weather brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane, better-known business. Give them a call, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in the city of Reading. Right across from Sierra Gibbs, he's got estate jewelry. He has sales going all the time on just outstanding, beautiful, beautiful jewelry. All you have to do is go in and say hello to Leonard and say, what you got? Plus, the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. If you've got a watch that needs repair, no matter where you take it to, it's going to end up at Four Winds Jewelry. So just take it down there, cut out all the middlemen, and get your watch fixed. Great prices, you know, great value. A man of integrity, man of great integrity, been in the business for over 40 years, 21 years at the same location. That's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. Hey, I'm here, and we have another big event coming downtown. I'm here with Ann and Jeff Thomas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us what your event is. How you're going to close down parts of downtown, and it's a good idea.
Yeah, we call it opening. We're going to open the street up to people.
It's opening.
We are opening the street to thousands of people to come downtown and enjoy what's great about downtown Reading and local business.
Great. How are you going to do this?
We are opening the street from Tehama to South. All the businesses in downtown are going to open. Many of them are not normally open on Sunday, but they're going to be open on this day. We're creating what we call a trail through the city. So The idea is people come down, walk, bike, skateboard, hula hoop, dance in the street, and they have a
big street fair. You're going to be using the bikes a lot, though, coming through there, right?
Yeah, it's not just for biking, but there will be a lot of people on the street. The idea is these are stress-free streets where basically it's an inside-out parade. So we are the parade, and the businesses are the attractions.
Okay. Now, have you ever done one of these before?
Yes. This is our fifth year, but we've never been in downtown Reading.
Okay. So this is a big thing here. And what are the streets that are closing then?
California Street.
California
Street.
Right? And from where to where?
From Tehama to South.
Okay.
It's a short distance, but it's enough for people to parade around. Kids love the opportunity to have the freedom. Normally, children have to bike like little ducklings behind their parents on the river trail, but this time they'll have space to sort of parade around and
kind of like
have
anarchy.
A good time.
Not anarchy, though, right? Tell me it's not going to be anarchy.
It
right?
is not
Jeff,
be
it's not
anarchy.
It's not anarchy, right? This is planned.
No, it's all
good.
All in the up and up.
All right. This sounds like a good time, and it's going to be.
It's going to be awesome.
This weekend.
All the businesses are excited. Many of them are doing promotions. I know Sam at Carousel is, for instance, doing a 20% off everything in the store.
Mm-hmm.
For Elise is all excited. They're going to give 40% off of all their denim. So every teenage girl in the county is going to probably be there.
Going to be there that day. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus food and all the other things that are in there. Because it's all really close down to all the food that's down there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. This sounds. And how long did it take you to organize? You say this is your fifth year. So is this an all-year thing that you have to do?
Months. It takes a good 6 months. And we scout around for the best opportunity, the best place to be. Last year, we were behind City Hall on Parkview celebrating the fixes that the city had done on Parkview Avenue. This year, we are downtown. There's a lot of energy and interest in the improvements for downtown Reading right now, and so everybody wanted us to come down and do this here.
Yeah, DRBA was really, you know, starting the street sweeping and trash cans and getting all these things done, and unfortunately, not going to be there after another week or two. But this is the kind of thing that they back.
Yes, the DRBA did support us, as did a number of other organizations, Shasta Regional Transportation, Viva Downtown, Healthy Shasta. We have a number of groups.
Well, it's good for the downtown area there. Okay, so when do people start arriving to this thing?
It'll start kind of slowly. We start at 9 in the morning because some people really like the cool morning to come out, and we'll go till 4.
Okay, and so we'll see. Will we see street vendors out there?
We don't have vendors sort of as competition to the businesses. What you'll see are
so it's just
activities.
The business. Okay, yeah. The business. Okay, what kind of
there'll
activities?
There'll be we'll have what we call Freedom from Training Wheels. So there'll be a little course, and we'll have bikes out for people who don't bring their bikes for the littlest kids. So these are the bikes without the pedals. I've seen two-year-olds who've never been on a bike. They get on these little balance bikes, and they just go, and they love it. So we'll have a little route like that. We'll have
how do they move if they don't have pedals?
They kind of push and walk.
They're sitting on it and going
yeah.
like that. Okay, I got it. Okay, so it's okay.
Yeah, so they sort of learn the balance and they learn how to glide before they have to deal with the pedals. It helps.
Very confusing.
Yeah, there are all these companies that make these balance bikes, and we got some from Public Bikes in San Francisco.
They're beautiful.
Amazing little green, cute little green bikes. That
beautiful little helmets.
You are some of the drivers behind changing the traffic pattern on California. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I told you this the other day when I thought this was really a dumb idea, you know, taking it down to two lanes and all this because of all the traffic. But as it appears, it's had no impact at all. So good idea. So I said that in public. I said, so it's a good idea, I guess, because, you know, you have a bike lane. I don't ever see anybody using it. I mean, I shouldn't say ever, but maybe only.
Yeah, people do use the bike lane. You kind of have to sit and watch. The street's really big. What it did change, so it didn't change anything for people driving. Some of the parts made it easier. There's a better turn lane on Placer. There's a better where the connection on California comes into the Cypress intersection is sort of better for driving. What it really was about was people walking and people biking. So I know one of the businesses, the Enjoy Store, says that shortly after that fix, their foot traffic increased by 3% or three times.
Well, that's great.
Foot traffic tripled. So it's really much easier for people to cross the street and to walk around in that area, which is great for business.
Well, it will be, too, is when they, you know, start connecting all the trails together. So
yes.
You can zip through there and pop onto another trail down who knows where on the other
side.
Yeah.
One of the most important short-term things we could do is make a safe connection from the River Trail into downtown for business.
Yeah.
Really, really, really an important thing to do as soon as possible.
Okay. Well, this downtown. Well, this. So, you're. What is this called now? The Street Alive. Streets Alive.
We call it Streets Alive.
Okay. Yeah. It'll be this Saturday.
This Sunday.
I'm sorry. This Sunday. I'm
nice
sorry.
And slow. No traffic.
This Sunday.
Won't disrupt.
Everybody's invited to it. The stores are staying open. We can have thousands of people down there to enjoy.
Yep.
Really enjoy what's going on downtown.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time.
And the stores are staying open, and while there's no extra vendors out there, there will be events and things going on for kids and families.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Last thoughts?
It's going to be a really great time. Come on down, walk or bike from your house if you can. It's going to be really fun. Bring your friends and family.
Okay. Thanks a lot for being here today, and Jeff Thomas. And thanks for what you do for our community. We haven't got to the point like I see down in Granite Bay and other places where every place I look, there are bicyclers everywhere on roads not half as nice as ours. Yeah. They're out there on the sides of the roads, you know, on these two-laners. And I'm thinking to myself the whole time that, you know, I mean, I wonder how many people they lay out in the roads. But here we've got some really nice bike lanes. And now what they're talking about with a new downtown plan, more bike lanes, roundabouts. Well, okay, you were there. What do you think about roundabouts?
Roundabouts can work really well. The devil is in the details.
If they're big enough.
I don't know.
One reason I'm saying it, if you've got major traffic coming in, I've lived and traveled a lot in Europe. If you're roundabouts, and everybody understands what a roundabout is, and there's no problem, and people are polite. You're a politer society. We have two roundabouts on the way out to McConnell Foundation that is just scary because people don't know what, you know, if they're driving there all the time, they got it. But other people come in and they immediately freeze up and they're not sure if they're supposed to go left or right. So, again, it's part of the, you know, getting used to it. So if you have something where you've got a lot of people driving it every day, that first couple of months ought to be just put cameras out there and, you know, for America's funniest home videos. But
I think it's like anything, like the internet.
But you have to learn.
You know, years ago, nobody knew what the internet was.
That's right.
You get used to it.
Yeah, yeah, we're smart. We can figure it out.
Well, that's the thing is you can, and it does. I think it makes for more polite driving.
Yeah.
It kind of gives a certain, you know, a certain awareness of other people there. So a big, but, you know, if it's a, so I'm not against roundabouts. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure why they cost so much more. People are always saying, well, they cost so much more. I'm not sure why that is.
You know,
maybe the way the approach is.
I don't know more than what. They cost less than, you know, lights, and they cost less than a lot of other types of intersections. They're much...
No, see, that's what people are arguing. They said it cost more than just a regular, you know, four-stop intersection there.
Oh, maybe with stop signs.
Yeah.
But when you talk about lights and all the other things that go into a major intersection.
Seems like, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Ann and Jeff, thank you so much for coming by. And it's this Sunday, Streets Alive, down here on California between Tehama and South Street. It's going to be just kind of like a fun festival. People can come down, ride their bikes, walk around, have a good time, get there early before it hits 98 degrees.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks a lot
thank
for being
you.
Here. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. The time is 7:45 in the morning, 62 degrees out there. Going up in the high 80s, low 90s today. 605-4567 is our phone number. Good morning.
Is more than just a sweet treat. Don't miss your chance to learn why in Turtle Bay's exhibition, Sweet, A Tasty Journey. Sweet serves a healthy helping of brain food. Investigate California's farm-to-fork role in candy making. Stimulate all five senses with interactive activities and learn about real-life Willy Wonkas in this fun and colorful exhibition. Sweet closes May 10th, so satisfy your sweet tooth before it's gone. Sweet is presented by Five Star Bank and Häagen-Dazs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Sue Blake from Powerhouse Solar. If you missed the home and garden shows this year, not to worry. Powerhouse Solar specializes in one-on-one appointments that fit your schedule. Call our office today and get a customized solar quote for your home. One of our knowledgeable, friendly solar consultants will explain how solar can save you money on your energy bill. Powerhouse Solar installs top-of-the-line, cost-effective solar solutions. We are solar specialists, and solar is all we do since 2003. Using only SunPower solar modules with the finest installation practices, Powerhouse Solar can show you how to get the power of the sun working for you. Call Powerhouse Solar today and meet with one of our outstanding solar consultants. Knowledge is power, and our consultants are experts in explaining how not all solar modules are the same and how financing solar is easy and smart. Call Powerhouse Solar today, 275-5600, or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Call 243-8400. Preferred carpet care.
Oh no, dirty carpets. So I call Preferred Carpet Care. You know they've been voted the best of the North State, and now my carpets look like new. Preferred Carpet Care. Clean, efficient, and professional. I love the way my carpets look. Remember the number.
243-8400. Preferred Carpet Care.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on sabbatical. Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. Her world is not lonely. What's wrong? What do you mean, Bob? I was singing there. I was like, I was emoting, Bob. It's 63 degrees out there today. What's the weather going to look like, Bob? Do something. Do something.
Anything to keep you from
okay,
singing.
By the way, we have a new intern, everybody. Our new intern's name is Jerry and is catching on real quick, was just running a board for us there. So we hope that as time moves on that Jerry will stay with us. You know, he gives us a different look.
61 degrees in Reading right now, mostly sunny. The high flirting with the 80-degree mark. Tonight we'll be seeing lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow continued warm and warming up into the weekend. And in Reading, as I said, 61 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. Better known business, 365-3793. Gosh, they have discounts for seniors and veterans. Okay, Simpson University, you know, has been going with an interim president, Dr. Robin Doomer, for a couple years. Well, and I've worked with Dr. Doomer. What a great guy he is. But they've just the trustees have just named him as the permanent president of the university. He's held it, like I said, for 2 years on interim. And first of all, he just loves the university. He loves Reading. And he just wants the very best for his students and for Reading and everything they can do. They do so much to reach out to our town here, to our city, to River City here. And it was a great decision. Okay, we've talked about riots and unions and all this. Okay, let's get into water. Should we get into water? Water. Okay, am I going to get into Hillary? Okay, let's talk about Hillary just for a second. Just for a second. Hillary, in a speech to a group of abortion rights people, was said that Americans were going to have to change their religious viewpoints and their morals so that they could accept abortion. Come on. She said this. It's in writing. It's in her own words. Americans are going to have to change their religious beliefs to accept abortion. Now, abortion is the law of the land. The fact that...
It's kind of scary.
That comment, though, when that comment is really scary to me, because I look at the third trimester. You know, okay, yes, I'm not a woman. What, like, you have to say anything? Well, I have a right to say something about a baby that could live. A baby could live at that stage. A baby could be born at that stage. And then, you know, they describe these types of abortions that are just abominable, that they just go in and start cutting them apart and bringing them out. I mean, this is absolutely, you know, this is inhuman. This is almost like Nazi-like experimentation on these kind of things. If that mother's life is in danger, you know, she's going to die. I can understand that. But just to do it because they don't want to have, at that point, adopt a child out. Find a place. But that, you know, just that is the part I think about. But for Hillary Clinton to say Americans are going to have to change their religious beliefs so they can allow abortion on demand. There's something wrong with somebody that says that. Stay out of my religion, Hillary. Stay out of my religion. Stay out of my house. Stay out of telling me things. You, of all people, Hillary Clinton, have no right to do that.
Where's all those separation of church and state folks?
What about that? You know, it's things that she does. Benghazi. This thing with the Clinton cash. Oh, we forgot to fill out these forms for 3 years.
Nobody can see my computer.
Years,
I'm being honest.
3 years. And, oh, you know what? You know, if you just go through them all. Petraeus was sentenced to, 3 years in jail, suspended for having unauthorized, having classified information out at his house. And he allowed his biographer, who, by the way, also had a clearance to look at it. But it was because he took it out and he had it stored improperly. What do you call Hillary Clinton? What do you call it when Hillary Clinton takes all of her emails and puts them on a server in her own house? You have no idea how safe that is. How protected is it? What kind of firewalls was it in? Was it the troll sitting back there going, okay, we're safe. Oh, it's guarded by the Secret Service. Oh, Secret Service? These are the guys that are having the sex parties, allowing people to fly and land their gyrocopters on the front lawn. These are the people that are, you know, that they're relieving the head of the Secret Service because of their actions. Yeah, these are the guys that are watching this server. And she only destroyed 30,000 emails. What kind of emails? Oh, it's about my daughter's wedding. What? 30,000 emails?
Must have been some wedding.
And, you know, Chelsea. Let's go into that one, too. This thing, this Chelsea is getting $70,000 a speech. Who in the hell is Chelsea Clinton?
$70,000.
Who in the hell is Chelsea Clinton? What has she done to get a $70,000 speech? What has she done besides being close to her mommy and daddy, which means you get close to your mommy and daddy and you give them, you know, you have any type of influence, guess what happens? this whole thing of Clinton and the Clinton cash and the amount of money that's being spent and the not following what it is. Oh, we're just a big business. We make these mistakes. Let's reverse it, Washington Post. Let's reverse it, New York Times. Well, come to think of it, New York Times and Washington Post are kind of like hammering her on this, so we won't say that. But those people, that those pundits that are out there defending, oh, this is nothing, this is nothing. George Stephanopoulos was taking on the author of the book. He said, well, you've got no proof. He says, well, right, yeah, there's no proof until it goes to court. Then there's proof, you know, till the investigation starts. And then the other people from Bloomberg and several other organizations, not known for being far right or even right in the sense of conservative, jumped on it too and said, wait a minute, she can't do these kind of things. When there's money, all that much money moving around, and then things are happening, you know, one or two times could be a coincidence, but seven or eight times? Now you got to look at it. And the thing about it is, ever since Bill walked on his lying and adultery trial, lying under oath about committing adultery. Well, excuse me. He lied. He lied under oath. But he walked. Now everybody thinks of him as Uncle Bill. Now, is this your Uncle Bill you want to have your 19-year-old niece to hang around? No. The Clintons have got a sense of hubris. Nothing can happen to them. And is that true? Is that really true? Is that nothing sticks to them? Any of this stuff, nothing's going to stick to her? What difference does it make now? Those people are dead. Let's just move on.
I'm sorry. I have just as much problem with the anointing of Jeb Bush. Excuse me? It's expected, and all the other Republicans and may have their own ideas are supposed to just step aside and bow down?
No, I think Jeb Bush is, you know, even though he's collecting a lot of money, that he's going to get a tussle, which is good. You know, you want a big fist fight, you know, so you can find out who's going to be the strongest. Who's going to walk in that dark room and come out the victor on this? You know, frankly, I hope nobody runs against Hillary, though I just saw James Webb is kind of looking at an exploratory committee. Now, if you don't know who James Webb is, he is a former Secretary of the Navy. He was a senator from Virginia, and he is also a former Marine with a Navy Cross. And if he had not been wounded so severely, he would have probably stayed in the Marine Corps and made general several times over. The problem is that he didn't, and he got out, and he went to Secretary of Navy. He didn't, you know, he doesn't play political games. When they started that, he resigned. I'm not sure that was the right idea, but then he ran and he was a senator for one term, kind of like this, the soldier statesman goes and he just spends one term as a U.S. senator and he pulls out. And the question is what can James Webb do? James Webb is an honorable man. You wouldn't have to worry about those things with the money and all these things, and probably some girl named Sissy in the White House that does extras for him. And he's been around. So, you know, maybe he can give Hillary a tussle. Maybe this guy O'Malley, I think, out of the former mayor or former governor of Maryland, might be able to make a run at her. But frankly, I want Hillary not to even have a, you know, let her just go from spot to spot with nobody running against her. And then they can just pound on her. You know what? Unless you spar a lot and you get into the big fight, it may be a little bit tough there. So. And they should end up on the ropes like Obama was with Romney, throwing punches, just nailing him. But then, of course, the referee Candy stepped in there and saved, punched Romney in the kidneys with her statement. Yeah, I love it. Hey,
that was objective.
Yeah, you think? Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff works down there at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's a veteran, of course. It's a veteran-owned business. Does what no other windshield business can do. He can offer you a full guarantee from chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. Jeff's your guy. He can fix it all, and like I said, he guarantees his work. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Marcus Street in Redding, right here, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
You know, you're probably going to pay a few more bucks, but I think you're going to get better results than the guy who's sitting on the side of the road on a dirt lot. You know, I'll fix your windshield.
20 bucks, I'll fix those chips. 20 bucks, I'll fix those chips. And then as he fixes them and they expand that crack all the way across your windshield, and goes, I just said I'd fix that chip. I didn't say anything about fixing those cracks. Mm-hmm. So Anyway, hey, we come back. We're going to have Mark Story with us from Haven Humane, catch up on everything that's going there. They've got a lot of events happening this month, a lot of adoption events, pet days, boot scooting boogie and all this kind of stuff. All of this at Haven Humane, and we're going to find out what we can do to be a part of that. So it's Tuesday, April the 28th, right here at KCNR 1460, 62 degrees. Going to go up into the 90s today. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. Supreme Court is in the midst of 2.5 hours of oral arguments about the right of states to define marriage as being between one man and one woman. We get more from SRN's Greg Cluxton.
In this morning's extended session of oral arguments, the High Court is hearing cases from four different states. Ultimately, justices will be answering the question, do same-sex couples have a constitutional right to marry, or can states continue to define marriage as the union of one man and one woman? A court ruling is expected sometime in June. Greg Cluxton, SRN News at the U.S. Supreme Court.
Also at SRNnews.com, there is word of another disaster today in an area of Nepal near the epicenter of Saturday's earthquake, the one that claimed 4,400 lives. An official says 250 people are believed missing following a mudslide and avalanche in an isolated village. CARE President Helene Gale, meanwhile, says her organization already had staffers stationed in Nepal before this weekend's quake.
We were able to mobilize pretty quickly after the earthquake struck. We had about 150 CARE staff in Nepal, and since then we have been deploying staff from around the world.
Helicopters have been flying earthquake victims to clinics and taking emergency supplies back to remote villages. The streets are relatively calm this morning in Baltimore, where firefighters have been pouring water on blazes that were still smoldering from yesterday's unrest, even as rioters claimed police brutality. American Values President Gary Bauer, in an interview with the Salem Radio Network, pointed a finger blame at Democratic Party policy.
After 30, 40, 50 years of this, and it hasn't worked, maybe somebody might want to say, why don't we try these conservative ideas?
Yeah, right. National Guard troops, meanwhile, have been deployed throughout the city. At least 15 police officers were hurt. At least 24 people arrested in the riots. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income, and I got into a lot of debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
More foreigners are being kidnapped these days in Mexico.
A report by Mexico's National Immigration Institute says that in 2012, 72 kidnappings of foreign nationals were reported. A year later, it was 75, but last year it had surged to 697. The kidnapping of 130 U.S. citizens was reported to U.S. consulates and the U.S. embassy between January and November in 2014. The most dangerous Mexican state for this crime is Tamaulipas, which borders Texas. Most of those abducted were held for hours or days in what's known as express kidnapping.
That is reporter James Bleers in Mexico City. Ambulances carrying coffins arrived today at a prison island, and relatives paid final visits to their condemned loved ones as Indonesia announced it will execute 8 foreigners and 1 Indonesian man for drug crimes, despite an international outcry. The 9 inmates were given 72-hour notices over the weekend they would be put to death by firing squad. This is SRN News. U.S. consumer confidence fell this month to the lowest level in 4 months.
The Conference Board says its consumer confidence index fell from 101.4 in March to 95.2 in April. This month's reading is the lowest since December's 93.1. Consumers' assessment of current economic conditions declined for the third consecutive month, while their expectations for the future fell in April. The Board's Director of Economic Indicators, Lynn Franco, blames, quote, the recent lackluster performance of the labor market for the decline.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The American economy generated just 126,000 jobs last month. U.S. home prices rose at a faster pace in February than the previous month, driven by higher sales and a limited supply. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index rose 5% in February compared to 12 months earlier. That is up from a 4.5% year-over-year pace increase seen in January. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda is on sabbatical today. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning here on the 28th of April. This Tuesday, phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Sun Gold and Joe and got you Angel and a few others in there. Good morning, everybody. And good morning to Bad Bob.
And good morning to you. Sunny to partly cloudy skies today. Highs flirting with the 90-degree mark. Overnight lows will be in the mid-50s. Increasing temperatures as we head through the week. By Friday, Saturday, we'll be well into the 90s. Right now in Reading, we're looking at 60, let's call it about 65 degrees. And your weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, a veteran-owned business here that offers discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. I have a Shasta High School, Disney's Beauty and the Beast. Shasta High School presents Disney's Beauty and the Beast, going from April 30th through May 2nd and May 7th through May 9th. This has a great, great, great show. So if you are interested in going, I have two tickets right here, 605-4567. It's good for two tickets to any performance of the Shasta High School Music's 2015 musical, Beauty and the Beast. We had some of the kids in here the other day, and they look like they're going to have a great time. The girl who plays Beauty's voice is angelic. All right. Okay. It looks like we've found a winner. A winner has found us. Okay. Hey, our guest today is the CEO of Haven Hewitt, Maine, Mark Story. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Great.
The fact it's getting into the 90s, starting to kind of like you're thinking to yourself, 90s, low 90s is better than 115.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Our dog-a-thon is next Saturday on the 9th, and so we moved it to early May to avoid the heat. And you know what? If it's the mid-90s, it's still going to be 10 to 15 degrees cooler than it's been the last couple of
years. It's going to be like a balmy day. Exactly. Are you kidding?
Exactly.
Yes. Okay, it won't be that hot. It could be, instead.
Yeah, I hope not. Yeah.
We can have those monsoons that come through.
Yeah, but let's hope that doesn't happen.
You know what? Then you're going to have to find a day that is either not monsoonish or 140 degrees.
This is Reading, so it's a gamble.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fantastic.
Hey, you've got something here. It's called, it's just Pennies for the Pups.
Yeah, Pennies for the Pups. We did a program. Actually, Spencer thought of this program last year, and we did a trial last year with one school. This year, we did three schools. We actually did Cypress School. We did Reading School of the Arts. And we did Turtle Bay School, and what they did was they had a competition in the classroom to get change and collect the change and bring it in, and we had water bottles that they put the change into, and then the winner, the winning class that got the most, had a pizza party that we threw, and that was sponsored by Upper Crest Pizza, so we want to thank Upper Crest for doing that. And it was fantastic. I think we raised a little over $500 from one school, wow. Cypress, and we raised a little over $1,800 from Turtle Bay and over $2,600 from RSA. So they all really did a fantastic job. We went and talked to them about being responsible pet owners and what that meant, spaying and neutering, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And they had a really great time. They really had a lot of fun with it, and we got to bring some dogs to the schools and talk to the kids. It was a lot of fun.
I'm really enjoying Facebook with all the dogs and cats on there and their new forever homes.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, social networking really helps out a lot. A lot of people don't want to come out to the shelter, but they want to help, and so networking really helps out a lot. And we're actually just over 4,900 likes now, and so 5,000 is kind of a magic number with Facebook, where once you get over 5,000, you start actually going out to more of your 5,000 likes and seeing more, and it starts to grow more exponentially once you get over 5,000. So
when you have likes, I thought when you have, like, say, your Facebook page, mm-hmm. For Haven Humane, and you got 2,000 likes. Mm-hmm. When you post something, doesn't it go out to all your likes?
No, that's not the way it works, unfortunately. Facebook, you can pay for it to do that, but Facebook only sends it out to a percentage. So, like, if you post something on your Facebook and you've got, I don't know, let's go out on a limb, Carl, and say you have 100 friends, and you post it, and
Does it go to likes
or
friends?
It doesn't go out to all your 100 friends. No, it won't go to all the people that like the page. It'll go to a percentage of them.
Likes and friends are different, though.
It is, but for a website, like for a Facebook page mm-hmm. like ours, there are no friends. It's just likes.
It's just likes.
Right. So it will go out to them, but only a percentage. So the higher the number, this is my understanding of it, Facebook is, and they change it quite often, but my understanding is the higher your likes are, the higher the percentage it's going to go out to. So, yeah. And also for us, every 200 likes, we sponsor an adoption. And so an animal finds a forever home on us. And we're within 100 of hitting our 5,000 like goal for the year, which is fantastic.
And these are unique likes, too.
Yes. Because you can only like the page once. You can like any of the pictures and all the stuff that you see. Yeah, and definitely like those, because the more you like them, then it goes out to more folks. So. But yeah, our social networking has been great. And actually, this finished for the pups. I'm going to be posting a picture today of the kids from RSA, the winning class from RSA. So take a look at that. That'll be up today.
Okay. That's super. Okay. Now, the big thing's happening, though, in 2 weeks.
Yeah, in 2 weeks. Well, first, I want to talk about one event that I didn't put on your sheet, and that is we're running an adoption special through the end of this weekend, and it's called Hot Dogs and Cool April Cats. Did you get that?
I got it.
I just want to make sure. So we're running an adoption special.
I'll think about it for a second. Yeah, I think I got it.
It's $75 for dogs and $50 for cats for the adoption fee. So come on down. That runs through the end of this weekend. But yes, our big event is coming up next Saturday, May 9th, and we've changed it up a little bit. This is our dog-a-thon. And we've changed it up a little bit. We've got a 5K doggy dash, which is going to be at Clover Creek Preserve starting at 9 o'clock. And so that's new. That's going to be a timed event, a regular run. We've got that all marked out. You can bring your dog and run with your dog. If you don't want to run, bring the family out and just walk the 5K. That's fine, too. Tickets for that, you can register online at havenhumane.org. And tickets for that now are $30, and then there's discounted fees for kids, significantly discounted fee for kids. And dogs, of course, are free to bring them out. And then come on over to Haven Humane Society at 7449 Eastside Road. From 1 to 5, we've got our dog-a-thon, and our dog-a-thon is going to have most of the stuff that we had the last few years, but a lot more of it. We're going to have a lot of vendors. We're going to have some demonstrations going on. We're going to have the Westminster Dog Show, and we're going to have some free training going on, too. We've got a few different trainers that are going to come out, and throughout the day, they're going to be giving some free lessons so you can start working with your dog. We're also going to have a lot of vendors and a vaccination clinic, a licensing clinic, so it's kind of a one-stop stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have some carnival games for the kids. So bring the kids out. Bring the four-legged family out and come on out and have a good time. That's from 1 to 5. And then from 5 to 8, we are having our second annual Boot Scootin' Doggies concert and barbecue. And this year, we're really proud to be featuring Chad Bushnell as our artist.
You know, what a great thing. You know, that day, you can do the walk a mile mm-hmm. early in your high heels. And I don't know which set of high heels that you're going to use. I like your flashy black satin pumps.
And then
from right there, head on over to Haven Humane for a wonderful, wonderful time.
You can, but our run is at 9 o'clock, the same time as
okay,
the walk.
Okay, okay. Well, but that's if you can't run, then you can walk. But yours is going to be even better.
Yes.
So you can get it all there in one day.
You can. So the run's at Clover Creek Preserve, and then at 1 o'clock it's going to be at Haven for the Dogathon.
Okay.
And then we're going to have the Boots, Scootin' Doggies concert. And Chad Bushnell, if you haven't heard Chad Bushnell yet, now's the time to see him. $30 for those tickets. Again, you can get them online. It's $30 for that. You get a great meal, and you get to hear a fantastic artist with his band there. And I'm telling you right now, come see him now where you can get some close tickets for $30, because when he's playing at Sleep Train, you're not going to be able to get that close for $30, because he is going to make it big.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is an amazing artist.
This guy's great.
Yep. And I did bring two tickets, too, that we can give away
when
you're ready to
do that. We'll give those away, and we'll just let him think about it for a second.
All right.
Hey, we're going to take a break, but this portion of the show is brought to you by the Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International's 21st Annual Fundraising Banquet. These funds go to provide a hunt for wounded warriors, hunting and fishing trips for those kids with special needs, a scholarship to a local Reading High School senior, and food at the Good News Rescue Mission, mainly turkeys that they bring in. And all this is going to be this Saturday from 5 p.m. to closing, which is around 9:30. At dinner, auctions, drawings, anything you could possibly want, including a hotel room. If you've had a really good time, then you stay around and dance a little bit and after the reception and the dinner. But they have all types of drawings. They're going to have guns, hunting equipment, art, decor, games, and items for the ladies only. All of this at the Safari Club International's Reading Regional Chapter. They are there not to go, you know, everybody thinks, oh, Africa Safari. For me, a safari could be up to Alturas when I shoot squeaks. You know, you go up there and you're, well, no. But they have a list of firearms that is absolutely the best you're ever going to find in any type of event. And trust me, we go to all these events, but this gun list they have here is just absolutely fantastic, from anywhere from any ranging from 10.22s to 300 Winchester Magnums to X bolts and a 300 Winchester Magnum, Creedmoors, Savage 93s and 17 HMRs, which is good for shooting squeaks, camo 12 gauge, hog hunter stuff, everything you can imagine, plus a 48 gun safe with gun inside it. All this at the Reading Regional Chapter's 21st Annual Fundraising Banquet. Give a call at 474-5075, or just check out our website right here on the front page and get some information. Give them a call again at 221-4650 or 474-5075. We're going to take a quick break here. The time is 8:18 in the morning, 65 degrees out there today, Tuesday, the 28th of April.
Celebrate the heritage of Shasta Lake City this Friday and Saturday at the annual Shasta Damboree. Enjoy the Big Idea Science Fair 9-1 at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center. Then the For Pete's Sake Show and Shine Poker Run Barbecue and 50s Music 4 to 8 p.m. in Clare Angle Park. Saturday's Pancake Breakfast is 6 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the parade and a day in the park with music, craft fair, and kids' activities till 5 p.m. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDamboree.org. Come celebrate those who came to build a dam and stayed to build a dream at the Shasta Damboree this Friday and Saturday.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and Commvaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 a.m.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Do we have music here? What is this, Jerry? Jerry's our intern. He was up to now, was perfect. Okay. Well, okay, Jerry. That's okay. That's okay. Fired. No. Hey, I'm here with obviously, you're the guy.
Jerry,
obviously,
to the family.
The guy is training you. Obviously, doesn't know what he's doing. Who is that, by the way? Okay, never mind. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, is here with us today. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. You know, it's a veteran-owned business, Martin and his people, and he hires veterans there. They can take on all models and makes of heating and cooling systems, and it's, you know, it's going to be 90s this weekend. So you might want to have those filters checked and those air ducts. Make sure they're running because this is the hot time of the year. This is when they're busy all the time. But trust me, if you have an emergency, they'll be there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day to help you because they treat people like family. And that's what makes Alliance Heating and Air stand out. Give them a call at 221-2642. By the way, those are the things that I'm telling you because I've had them work for me several times, and I can't say enough about Martin and his people from Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Mark Story's with me, CEO of Haven Humane. The last question was, Haven needs to set up classes for clueless husbands who allow well-trained dogs to do things they are not supposed to do. So, Mark, what do you think?
I think my wife would probably say the same thing.
Are you kidding? We'd all be in the same class. You know, we could all go out there, sit down, have a beer, and smoke a cigar.
Well, you know, most of dog training happens around the trainer training the human. It's a lot more about training the human than it is about training the dog. So
the same thing, Buck Branahan, you know, the horse whisperer. Yeah. The movie was kind of based on his performance there, and what he said, he's not training the horse. He's training the horse's owner.
Yep.
So, and because he says those are the ones that usually have the problems.
Yeah, and I mean, I know she's joking, but probably a little bit of joking.
I know her. I don't know if she's. I don't know if she's really joking there.
But you know, you can have the best trained dog in the world, but if you're not going to follow the same steps to the training, then it's okay. All for naught.
This is how easily I'm impressed. I dated a girl who had this Sheltie, and she'd go, Sam, and she'd you know, point out, and the dog would run all the way out there, and she'd yell, Sam. That dog would turn around and look at her, and she'd put her hand down like this, you know, with the arm thing.
Mm-hmm.
Dog would drop on his stomach. Then she'd go up like that, and he'd get up, and she could point right or left. I was so impressed. I dated her probably for 4 months longer than I should have because I just like being around that dog. Okay, can I take your dog for a walk? Can I take your dog for a walk? She's sure. She's really like it. You know, really like us here. And I was thinking, I really like your dog. You know, but
dogs are amazing.
Dogs are amazing.
Yeah, they really are.
My dog, Elk Killer. We're moving things in and out of the house Saturday. We look around. Where's Elk Killer? Because Elk Killer is usually underfoot. Elk Killer's not there. So we're looking in the back. Sometimes Elk Killer goes in the backyard and rolls around in the grass or whatever she does out there. She's not out there going through the house. Now we're starting to wonder. Then we hear this bark outside. Elk killer, when we were going in and out, had just kind of wandered off and was across the street barking at the denizens of the house across the street. I didn't know if they heard her or anything because they're all probably some state of semi-coma. But the but there she was across the street. And it just, you know, it just, it, she never does that. She never leaves. And she left this time. So this is something that owners got to have to take a look at, you know. And it was an eye opener because of this, because you don't want to lose your dog because it doesn't know any better. She doesn't know about streets.
Right. So. Yeah, you always got to watch out for them.
Yeah, you do.
If they see a chance to make a break, and sometimes if their nose takes over and they just wander off.
It's not like they're going to do a sniff. Not like they're going to use a lot of logic there, is it?
No, they're just curious.
Like 18-year-old Marines. Dog, okay, May Clinic Special. I know she didn't say anything after I said that. The May Clinic Special.
I let that one go.
I know.
Yeah, the May Clinic Special. So so for anybody that qualifies as a client for us, so it's going to be a low-income Medi-Cal, Medicare, VA card, they can come in and they can get FELV, FIV testing for cats, which is feline leukemia and feline immunodeficiency virus testing, and those are $25.
Is that like kitty AIDS?
It is. It's similar, yeah.
Okay.
Same principles. So that's $25 for the month of May, and they are pretty serious diseases as well, so it's you definitely want to know about. And then Second Tuesday's coming up. So we've got Second Tuesday on May 12th. It's going to be at the Post Office Saloon. And so a portion of the proceeds go back to Haven and us helping find forever homes for our
animals. That's a good place. It's right down the street here, too. Yeah. And any place that's got the name Saloon on it is my kind of place.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. There's good food and great atmosphere.
It does. It does. You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, you've got so many people wanting to help, but you still need people. Always need people.
Absolutely.
All your volunteers. And they're really special people here. And you've got another volunteer orientation going here, too.
Yeah, our next volunteer orientation is actually this Saturday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. And then following that, the next one will be Friday, May 29th at 5:15. Those are both at Haven. It's the first building when you come in. And Wendell's our volunteer coordinator. I want to thank all of our volunteers. They've been fantastic. We have a lot of outreaches going on right now where we take the adoption rig and we head on out. In fact, I heard your last guest, the Streets Alive. We're going to be at Streets Alive. Spencer's going to be out there with a couple of staff members and some volunteers as well for the Streets Alive event, at least for a portion of it. It's a little long for the dogs. So they'll be out there probably from about 10 to 2, 10 to 3, and they'll be over by Founders Square. But we just had our super adoption, our North State super adoption event in conjunction with the Love Your Pet Expo last Saturday.
And how was that?
It went really well. We had a lot of people come through. We had a few adoptions. We had about six animals find forever homes between the four organizations that were there. I want to thank all the rescues that came out. It was fantastic. We're really looking forward to building this into a larger event, and I think we'll be able to. But, you know, what was really cool was our volunteers wore these really bright lime green shirts. And there were a lot of them out there.
You can land Saturday. A helicopter. You can get all your volunteers and stand in one spot.
Yeah, they're so
and
bright.
Land a 747 wherever they're at. It's so bright.
Yeah, they're awesome. But there were a lot of volunteers that came out last Saturday and have been coming to our outreaches because we just have so many outreaches right now. And I just want to thank them because they do such a fantastic job.
Well, they do it because of they want to. And there's, you know, the leadership that you exhibit out there at Haven Humane, plus the people that you've got working there. Obviously, they want to because I tell you what, volunteers are at will. And so, you know, there's nothing makes them show up. And if they're unhappy, guess what? They don't show up.
Yeah, and we're excited because we're kind of revamping our volunteer program. Obviously, we always need more volunteers because our goal is to get every animal that comes through our door into a forever home. But our volunteer program is changing in the way that we train the volunteers. And so we've always used positive reinforcement training, and we will continue to use positive reinforcement training. But now we're doing it a little bit more I want to say structured, but it's still in a very fun way. And because of that, our volunteer levels have changed, and so the levels of the dogs that they're walking. And so because of that, we're going to be able to get more dogs trained in a more efficient manner so that when somebody comes in to adopt, these animals are already going to have some basic skills that most shelter animals don't have. Shoot, most animals at homes don't have. Mine don't have some of these basic skills. In fact, mine don't have any of them. So, you know, they're gonna be able to sit and, you know, easily put a collar on them and walk with a loose leash and, take treats. And, you know, our hope is that not only will we get more volunteers to come in and learn how to train dogs like this, but also when somebody adopts an animal, they'll continue the training. And so, you know, they will have a dog like the dog you were talking about, like Sam. You know, a dog that they can really enjoy, and people will see that dog and go, wow, that is a really well-trained dog. And it's
there's
not
something
that
about, you got a well-trained dog. I think it awes everybody because most people's dogs are not.
Right.
You know, they're not trained. And, you know, it's not the dog's fault. It's the people's fault. But when they see a well-trained dog, I mean, you know, you get a little dog envy there.
Right. So. And it's not difficult. It's really easy. And using the positive reinforcement training, the dog has fun, really enjoys it, and so does the trainer. And so that's what we're aiming towards with our volunteer program. So if you want to volunteer, please come out. Please call us. Look on our website and come on out and see what there is to do. You don't have to walk dogs. You can socialize cats. You can help in other areas. But there's tons of things to do as a volunteer, and we really, really appreciate all of our volunteers.
Okay, great. Mark Story, CEO of Haven New Maine, is with us today. We're going to take a quick break. It's 8:30 in the morning here on Tuesday the 28th, 65 degrees a day, flirting with the 90s. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give us a call, 605-4567, if you have a question for Mark. And we'll be right back after these messages with a couple of tickets to give away for a great event.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Simpson University, the Christian University of Northern California, announces its newest degree, the Master of Arts in Organizational Leadership. This distinctive graduate degree offers a unique concentration in nonprofit management and prepares graduates to function as highly skilled ethical leaders in a wide spectrum of organizations. We'd like to share more about our unique programs for developing the leadership skills in demand today. Speak with an enrollment professional now. Call us at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/lead.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. That's Amore. Okay, everybody just covered their ears. Okay, that's great. Be that way. You know, you think you hurt my feelings. It doesn't. It's not going to stop me. It's my radio station. I'm going to sing if I want to. Hey, the time is 8:33 in the morning here on the 28th of April, a Tuesday. 65 degrees, going to go up to maybe 90 today. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where true men go to get their haircut. Right off Athens Avenue, across from Subway. Man's Last Stronghold there. Great haircuts and the cheers of barbershops with discounts for seniors and veterans. And Jerry, our new intern here, who has got the Samson look. You know, you kind of like that out of the Samson movie there with your hair touching your shoulders or laying all over your shoulders and the beard. I kind of like it. It's okay with me. It's radio. People don't know what people look like. They have a good idea that Mark's story, though, looks pretty good. Mark, do you get a lot of fan letters after being on the show? Huh? People asking for your photo, maybe autograph photos?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I just wondered. So
people come up to me all the time and say, hey, do you know Carl Bott?
If you're
and
smart.
I never know if I should say yes
or
no.
If they're wearing they're wearing a trench coat and it's 90 degrees, probably not a good idea to say yes, you know. Or they look like they're holding something. It could be a push-release.
I say, no, I don't know Carl, but I know Linda real well.
Okay.
She's real nice.
Then everybody, yeah, okay. That's good. All right. Bark in the Park.
Yeah, Bark in the Park. So this will be our second time doing the ball game. This is with the Colt 45s. And so that's going to be July 11th, and I think the game starts at 7:15.
It's a week after ours on the 4th of July.
Oh, great. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, so, it's going to be great.
And once again, I mean, I talk about this every time, and I know you talk about it a lot, too. If you have not been out to Tiger Field since they've redone the field, you're missing out. It is a great place to see a ball
game.
Have
you been down in the last 2 or 3 weeks?
I have not.
Okay, what they've done is they've raised the stands up. The ones that are behind, you have the reserve seats this season, you know, those really nice seats with the cup holders and all that. Well, then the bleachers then have been raised up so it's behind them so you can see better. I mean,
it's great.
It's great.
So they raised the bleachers up. The seats are still the same, but they raised the bleachers up.
Nice. And they've got these new places. Everything is great. They've got a new system, new wireless system. They've got new broadcasting. The whole place is great.
Yeah.
Bassetti's the spear point on this, but everybody, Boyce, Muse, all those guys are out there doing great jobs out there.
Yeah, it's a fantastic place to see a ball game. I've gone out twice this year and watched Enterprise seniors or varsity team play out there as well. But, July 11th, tickets are only $5, which is great, and half of the proceeds go to Haven to help out
with
homes.
And the week ahead of that, on the 4th of July, is Salute to the Veterans Night that we are sponsoring. I have a Marine Corps color guard. And then, of course, the national anthem, the great game. Game's going to start a little bit early because after the game, KIXE, our local broadcaster, is sponsoring the fireworks where you can just go out and sit on the lawn out there, watch the fireworks. Then be able to just leave from there and get home before everybody else does.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a great night.
Yeah. So I just, you know, go out. Whether you go to one of these fundraisers, I mean, they're doing so many fundraisers for nonprofits. It's fantastic. But go out and support them. There are you know, a bunch of kids from all over the place coming to play some really good baseball in an amazing field that is historic to the area. So
if you're
a baseball fan, you can't pass up on going to some of these games.
$5 for a hot dog and a drink.
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, it doesn't cost you, it's not like you're paying $150 for a ticket and $30 for a hot dog.
And you're in the nosebleed section where you can't even see the pitch
being thrown. Yeah,
I mean,
you can
see great from anywhere there.
Okay, that's going to be 11 July. So you're selling them right now.
We are, yeah. Okay. We have the tickets now.
Okay. We talked about your Facebook, how that's going.
Yep. Like us on Facebook. We're getting close to 5,000, and at 5,000, it's kind of a pretty cool milestone for Facebook. But not only that, but it's another 200, so it's going to be a sponsored adoption.
Okay, I'm going to throw something out to you. We've talked about it before. Next week is Wildfire Awareness Week. In California, and we're going to have a smoke jumper and a hot shot guy here on Thursday to talk about their training, what they do, but also wildfires. This is a time of the year that you all gear up to because you've got your teams out. If there's a fire and there's animals involved, you guys are out there moving large animals, small animals. I know you all even went into a past Shingletown a few years ago when there was a fire. And the guy calls and said, I couldn't get to my cat, and he called here. He says, do you know if they went up there? And we made a phone call, and it turns out that not only did you all get up there, that you had his cat. I mean, that's just great. I mean, you went into the house and found the cat and brought it out.
Yeah, so whenever a disaster occurs, obviously it's the Shasta County Sheriff's Department that's in charge of that, and so they give us a call right away, and we mobilize, and we've mobilized quite a few times last year. Luckily, most people were really prepared, which we appreciate, and I know their animals appreciated it. But the year before with the Clover Fire, you know, unfortunately a lot of people didn't have time to prepare for it. So we, you know, we'll respond. We'll take our adoption rig all of a sudden becomes an emergency rig, and all of our other rigs become emergency rigs, and we head on up. So wherever it might be. What I would encourage people to do is make sure you have a plan in place. I mean, this is really looking like it's going to be a pretty nasty fire season. So number one, you know, and Bob will definitely tell you this where he's at, but make sure you have some defensible space. I mean, if you haven't been to a fire area after a fire and you live somewhere where it is a possibility, I would encourage you to go take a look at it, because the houses that had a bunch of defensible space don't look like they were touched at all, and the ones that didn't, unfortunately, many of them burned. So defensible space is huge. You'll hear it from everybody. But on top of that, with the animals, make sure that you've got a plan for your animals. Have some food ready. Have kind of a go bag ready to go and grab them up. If you have large animals, the first time to load your horse in a trailer is not when there's a disaster and you got to get them in a trailer. Make sure you have a trailer accessible or have a friend with a trailer. And make sure you practice at least once or twice so they know how to load up. Because that's one of the hardest things for us is if we pull up with a trailer and the horse has never been trailered, there's a chance we're not going to get that horse out of there, because at some point we have to move on. So definitely check on that kind of stuff. But have a plan. Whenever an emergency goes on, you know, we are a spot where you can bring animals, but the rodeo grounds usually open up. The fairgrounds open up sometimes. Shasta College opens up. I mean, we try and find as many places as we can to put both large and small animals until you guys can get back into the homes where they've been evacuated from. So,
but yeah, it costs money and it costs time, and it has all the volunteers working. So this is the kind of thing that this is something that you all have to gear up for. But you're right, absolutely right about, you know, that, okay, you know, or people will buy a horse and they don't have a trailer, but it's delivered to them. Right. But they have a place where they ride and all that, but they never plan on trailing them. Right. And then when they have to move them, then they have to arrange for somebody to come up and get them. And in one case I know a couple of years ago, one of the people that has a trailer and knew people that needed help was just racing down that road to be able to get to that before they blocked it off. And the sheriff let her in so she could pick up the horse and get out of there. But,
yeah.
And I know you have – I don't know how much help you were. Captain Smith was chasing horses down one of the ancillary roads out where they got loose.
I was an effective driver.
You were the effective driver.
I was the effective driver. She was the effective horse wrangler.
The horse whisperer.
I tried, and she laughed at me in the truck, and then she hopped out and said, "Okay, you're driving." So she helped get the horses. But you know, the Clover Fire is the one for me that I was most involved in actively, and I will say that when it happened, when I went up, this was when Captain Smith was walking two horses out. I drove up to Igo to try and find who we were looking for with the trailer, and unfortunately that person wasn't there yet, so there was another guy, and he goes, "You need help?" I go, "Yeah." I said, "Follow me," and there were folks up there with trailers. They were just there to help out. So, you know, that's one of the things about this community, and I just – what a great community we live in. I mean, it's just amazing. It's so supportive. And when something like that happens, people come out of the woodwork that just want to help out and help their neighbors. And, you know, that's why we, you know, Tina and I chose to live here. You know, I think this is one of the best communities I've ever been to. And, you know, like you, I spend a lot of time in the military traveling around the world and around the country. And that's why I stay in Reading. I mean, I think our community is amazing. So
I really do, too. Hey, we're going to take a break here, but this portion of the show has been brought to you by Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur. John Bastiani and his wife started this business 6 years ago. In fact, they just had their sixth anniversary, you could say. And just at the same time, they're getting ready to have another baby in theirs, but in fact, may have already. But John prides himself with his crew, and he's got a bunch of really knowledgeable people working there for him, that he takes care of the customer. Whether it's ammo, guns, or shooting accessories, he wants to have them there. Always has a sale going on. Always has what his customers want. If you haven't gone down to Bastiani Arms, do so. Head on down to 2539 Larkspur. Or give him a call at 222-8222. John Bastiani. Locally owned, locally operated. Bastiani Arms. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It's 8:43 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Jim Gaffigan, live.
I've never eaten a hot pocket and then afterwards been, buddy.
Contagious Tour.
I was like, I'm going to die. I paid for that?
You've seen his comedy specials, Mr. Universe and Obsessed. Now see him live, July 21st, on stage at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
I was at this seafood restaurant, and this guy came over to our table.
You're not eating lobster. Is there a reason why you're not eating lobster?
And I was like, I thought I'd order what I want.
A night of all new material.
Lobster tail? Is that the area near the butt?
That's what I want, a little turf and bug butt.
Jim Gaffigan in an all-ages show.
I'm looking around.
Do that, Victoria's Secret.
See what you ladies are buying.
Where's all the angels? Where's the open bar?
Reserve seats are on sale now. Available online at readingcivic.com, the box office, or by phone.
Me and my ladies undies.
Jim Gaffigan, July 21st, the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I was wondering if we were going to hear that, but we did. Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on a sabbatical today. The time is 8:47 in the morning. 65 degrees. It's going to go up to like 90 today, and it's going to be this type of weather getting hotter and hotter over the weekend. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. It's a cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And what else? 605-4567 is our phone number here. Hey, this Saturday, May the 2nd, the Military Order of the Purple Heart is having their annual golf challenge. They're seeking golfers and hole sponsors and raffle prize donations for the annual golf tournament to be held at Gold Hills this Saturday. It's going to be a four-person scramble. It starts at 1 p.m. And this one, the Lithia Chevrolet is sponsoring a hole in one, which could win you a 2015 Chevy Colorado if you get the hole in one. Yeah, you know, the Military of the Purple Heart, the Reading chapter here, was the Reading Chamber of Commerce Nonprofit of the Year in 2014. You know, they do a lot of really great work out there. It's a minimum of $150 to sponsor a whole cast donations, as well as raffle prize of any value will be appreciated. For more information, call the Gunny, Bill Filan, at 339-5449. That's 339-5449, or Gold Hills at 246-7867. It's a great time. Go up. Good thing to do. You can support this great group of guys there. military order of the Purple Heart, the Reading Chapter, 2001. Okay, we're here with Mark Story, one of my friends, but also the CEO of Haven Humane, and we're talking about a number of things. But okay, now the big number though is for your Doggy Dash, Dogathon, and Boots Scootin' Doggies Barbecue and Concert with tickets with Chad Bushnell. We've got two tickets for that right now.
We
right?
do,
and these are like $150 tickets.
$30.
Okay, the $30 tickets. I knew that there should be, but you know, right. one day.
But they will be.
One
yeah,
day.
Absolutely.
You know, and being able to stand this close to this guy who is really good. We've got two tickets for the person to call 605-4567 and get there and go for a great concert, have barbecue, get it all that day. Just have a great time. These are two tickets, $30 a piece that you would be paying anytime, but you can get them here for 605-4567 for free. All right. Going on beyond that, you know, we've got other ways that you can give, but we talk about that a lot. You know, the ways you can donate and the kennel sponsorships and those things. I've seen some great Facebook entries on these dogs that you're giving, dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're really good. I mean, the photography is good. The photography is good. The write up of them is good. The whole thing.
Okay. Yeah, and my staff's doing a fantastic job with it. You know, it's really important that we give as much information about the animals as we can on Facebook. And so that's what they've been doing. Not only that, but I think it's really important that we show the adoptions and show, you know, the forever homes that they find. It's great for the family, and it's great for everybody else that's kind of been pulling for that dog. Maybe they have too many dogs. Maybe they can't have a dog. But, you know, they've been watching this dog and saying, you know, I really hope it gets a home. And then for them to see it, you know, and see it go to completion, it's great. Obviously, it's fantastic for the staff. But, you know, we see that internally. So Facebook gives us an opportunity to share our successes with the community that's really helping out. And they are really helping out a ton. I mean, any time that you see a dog that you're like, oh, that's a great dog. And they're all great dogs. I don't know why you wouldn't do it on every one of them. But, you know, anytime you see that and you think of a family member or a friend that might be in the – looking to add to their family, you know, share that with them, and or just share it anyway, and you know, maybe we're going to find more adopters. So, and that's the goal. You know, we want to get as many adopted as we possibly can, and we've been doing a great job of that. My staff is absolutely amazing. I'm blessed to have such a wonderful staff at Haven. I'm so proud every day to go there and see the smiling faces, and these folks work so hard for these animals and for this community, and it's just great.
Well, you know, you have to, you know, because the, you know that. You know, we were – I know this is a totally different thing, but we're up doing, you know, that when – sometimes you do things, you say, is this making any difference? I mean, we are neutering thousands of animals.
Yeah.
Are we – and we're doing this for finance. Do you – I mean, is there ever that time when you go, this is getting better? I mean, this is still – or is this still a – you think – no matter how hard we're working, everybody just working at a cyclic rate, everybody going as fast as they can – gosh, are we even making a dent in this?
Yeah, and we are. I mean, we just had a team meeting where we shut down for 4 hours last Tuesday, and we did some training. We do that once a quarter with the team. Get together, just do some team building stuff and talk about stuff. And I'm a big guy with statistics. I really like to compare the last 3 years pretty much with everything, because I think that's the only way that you can really get a good grasp on how things are going. Our intakes are down, which is fantastic. So we are controlling our intakes a little bit more, but our intakes are still down.
Intakes being the
amount of animals coming in.
Okay.
Which is great. But our adoption numbers are up. Our return owner numbers are about the same. Our rescue numbers are way higher. And most importantly, our euthanasia rate is down. And so, you know, we are losing less and we are saving more. And that's what the goal is to continue that trend until we have a North State with no more homeless pets. And so it is working. And again, you know, we've talked about this for the last 2 years I've been on the show. You know, this isn't a 2-year, 5-year plan. This is a 20-year plan. And so it's a slow process. But yes, we're absolutely seeing a difference. And I think that this wonderful community and supportive community is a big part of that. So,
okay.
You know, thank you to them.
It's getting hot.
It's getting hot. Yeah.
It's time to start thinking about you putting dogs.
If you see dogs in a car, call 241-2550 and let Captain Smith and her team of animal regulation officers come out and make sure those animals are safe.
You've got a device here that can tell how hot inside that car is.
Yeah, they've all got temp guns in their rigs, and they can check that out. But it is getting hot, so you know, I know we're in the habit of, hey, I'm only going to be in there for 10 minutes. And next thing you know, something goes wrong. You're in there for 20, 30 minutes. 30 minutes can really start cooking in a car. So think about that. I know you want to have your four-legged family members with you at all times, but there are times when it's better for them not to have them with them. And well, when it's hot, that's one of them.
We just had a could have been an incident. It wasn't. It was Linda was taking elk killer for a walk around the lake out there. There's a lake out here someplace off of Bonaventura. And it's not that long. It's maybe a quarter mile around this lake.
Mary Lake.
And she's taken for – she had not been – the dog had not been trimmed lately. But still, his hair wasn't that long. Mm-hmm. But she's got this double coat, so she gets hot. She's walking around the lake, and all of a sudden, Linda says she's just starting to pant so bad. She was worried that she was going to have a heat stroke. So she brought her home and fans and water and all these kind of things. And I said, of course, the way I handle it is by saying you should have taken her right to the emergency room, right then. I don't care if it was a hospital or the vets. Should have taken her there so I could put an IV in her. So I just overreacted totally to it. But this is things that you're not doing anything wrong.
Right.
But your dog, now that it's getting hot, yeah. may all of a sudden over, on the concrete there, may overheat itself. So these are things you need to be. Yeah, and their little paw pads.
Yeah.
Linda almost got in a fight down here on Placer and Court Street with some dude that had tattoos all over him because his dog was sitting there kind of moving its little paws around. Linda's like, get that dog off that street! I'm going, where's my 45?
Yeah, we ran into that a little bit last week when we had the super adoption event at the Love Your Pet Expo, and we set up on the rocks out at Haas in the rock. It was warm last Saturday.
Yeah.
It got about 90 degrees, and so the rocks were pretty hot, and so actually I saw a couple dogs start doing the little pad dance. I said, okay, we got to do this. Well, we had brought hoses because we had planned for that, and so we just started hosing down the rocks every few minutes, and it really cut down on the heat. So it's really important that you just keep an eye on your dog. They're going to let you know when they're getting the stress. They'll look at you. They'll hop with the paws. They'll yeah. start panting a lot more, and when that happens, time to get them cooled down.
If the dog starts panting a lot, and it looks like it's starting to get in discomfort, and you're out there with it, what do? You just pick it up? I mean, how do you cool a dog off?
Well, water is the best
bet. But do you immerse it in water?
No,
you don't have to.
You can just give it to drink some water. If it gets to the point where it's getting bad and you're really worried about it, then, yeah, you should definitely go to a vet. But giving them water, letting them cool down, I mean, you did everything the way that you should have done it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And I know on that Mary Lake Trail, actually, about halfway, there is a water faucet with it's got a bottom one where for the dogs, mm-hmm. so you can actually turn that on and it fills it up for the dogs to drink out of. So, if it's warm out, I would give them an opportunity to drink. They'll know.
I've prepared a little pack for Linda to carry now. It's got some IVs in it. It's got the little cool packs. You just break it and shake it.
Uh-huh.
You can put it around Elk Killer's body so it cools her down. All these things. It's like a 40-pound pack, but it's got it all there for her.
So she's
including the stuff for bringing in the helicopters if we need to.
I'm kind of surprised how much of a prima donna a dog named Elk Killer is.
It's not Elk Killer. It's it's me. I never understood this stuff about dogs. People, my dog, I just spent $1,500 on my dog. And I thought, dead dog. My dog's got this, dead dog. And I'm thinking all these things until I got Elk Killer.
Yeah.
And then I realized now that, they're become a part of your life now.
Absolutely.
Very. Don't make me. Yeah. Well, Bob, here's old blustery Bob, but Bob loves his animals. You start talking animals. People get this. Get into this. Bob, you've got. You love
Wait
animals.
A blustery Bob.
Well, no, you're tough Bob. Tough Bob. Bob's like, you wouldn't think Bob's tough like this. I shouldn't say that. You think Bob's tough, but when he gets around his animals, he's like the rest of us. We're like little, pieces of jello.
I wish everybody could have seen how fast Bob moved for that mic when you said blustery.
Well, way I meant. I meant, the fact is that here's bad Bob, but you get bad Bob around his kitties, right? Am I wrong?
Yes,
Am I wrong?
We have a snowshoe who requires every other day treatments. We do it gladly, as long as we can maintain his quality of life, we'll do it.
Yeah.
I have seen the biggest, baddest looking men just melt in front of a dog when they look at them the right way, and it's.
Yeah.
It is something that's pretty special.
Because it's unconditional.
It is unconditional. That's exactly right. When you come home, no matter how your day is, it's the best thing that happened to that dog or cat. And that's, that's something really special that we don't often get with our human companions.
Yeah.
And, we always get with our canine and feline companions. And that's why having animals, I think, is really special and really
– it can do things for
I can't imagine living without
– This is why it's so important. because that's the only family they have.
Agreed.
That they'd be able to keep that pet with them if they're going and being seen or being helped. If they can't have that animal with them, or not maybe not with them, but at least where they can get to the pet, like how you're doing with providing cages and all this for them. Yeah. I mean, it's important for them, and I understand that. This is their whole family now. Anyway.
Dogathon, May 9th. Come on out. It's going to be a great time. Get tickets online.
We're going to be talking a lot about it. You know, every time Spencer comes in, he ought to be talking about this.
Yep.
Spencer. Okay, and Karen, you've got two tickets to the Boot Scootin' Doggies with Chad Bush now. And it's going to be, of course, Saturday, May the 9th. You're going to have a great time. Mark, as usual, thanks for coming in with us today.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for being a part of our team and this community. Appreciate it.
Always be. Always be part of the Haven Humane team. Tomorrow is going to be a big day for us. And then later on this week, we're going to have the smoke jumpers. We're going to have it all here. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy says marriage has been understood as one man, one woman for millennia plus time. Kennedy's remarks came during today's arguments over so-called same-sex marriage, legal arguments inside the high court chambers. Outside, spirited demonstrations.
People on both sides of the issue are here outside the courthouse. Some are waving banners and holding signs. Some are singing. Some are shouting. Same-sex advocates have signs and t-shirts that read love for all and marriage equality is good for business. Supporters of traditional marriage have messages that denounce same-sex marriage as a sin and signs that read a child needs a mother and a father.
SRN's Greg Clugston outside the Supreme Court. Cleanup Day in Maryland's largest city.
Today we are Baltimore, resilient people.